The following audio drama is rated PG-13 and may include coarse language, sexual references, and violence. Parental guidance is recommended. Children under the age of 13 should listen with an adult.
This is a Broken Sea Audio production, where entertainment is always free.
Sit thee down and hearken to the saga of the Grog and Griffin, only at Westlake Films, where fantasy audio is forged.
Welcome back, friends, warriors and wizards, dragons and dwarves, to the saga of the Grog and Griffin Tavern. When last we drank to the health of the company, I, Gerok, and Aruya Saltcleaver have done all I could plenty to fight and to kill. T'was a battle of mythic proportions, and we slew o'er 20 Orlok.
Kind friends and companions, join me in rhyme. Come and lift up your voices and chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and may never meet here again. So here's a help.
While in the Crystal Keep of the Magi, the dark lore of the wizards Bargrador and Zagredra defeated the good magics of the Circle of Mystics and captured the elder wizard, Algenoir. Dark tidings indeed, but now ye have come back to hear more tales of adventure. So sit back and take a draw to your tankard, for here the saga of the Grog and Griffin continues with the tale known only as the Lycanic Coming. So let us be off on this night's dark tale, where we find a caravan of gypsies racing through the Danelship Forest, werewolves on their trail.
First night of Moonfall.
Aye, Ralka, I hears them only too well. Moonfall.
Shipmaster, good boy. But Warden, you can worry, Bob, we got to get the fair gates closed. What's that, Shoku? Bloody gypsy caravan coming down me pier. Good boy, Kyoku. Good dog. What do you lot want?
Master Ukral, allow my caravan passage.
Get thee off me bier there, gypsy scum. We wants no Sagani law tainting the seafaring folk here. A squall blows in, you fool. The gates must be closed, and the pier to Swordswoggle done down, lest we lose our only bridge to the land. So get thee in thy caravan away from here.
Have mercy, Master at Arms. Allow my caravan passage to thy city above the river Stygia. We won't do anything. We are but traders and workers and musicians. We are families. Anything but the forest this night.
Get thee off my pier, gypsy. Thou livest in the forest. Thou can die in the forest. I'll not have your albatross hanging around me neck.
Please, mercy for my family. It is evil.
Master at Arms, Urkbrow, what is going on here? The pier must be closed now. And yet you haggle with these Scanny scum for a trinket to impress thy barwench of choice. Don't you realize that a storm approacheth?
No, my dear. I was attempting to remove the gypsy slime from your pier, my lord.
Then do thy duty, Master at Arms. If the gypsy will not leave, kill them. And dump their pathetic wagon caravan into the Stygia River. Its dark waters will surely wash their taint from Swordswaggle. Urkbrow, you have thy orders. Carry them out, or I will find someone who will. And your carcass can join theirs in sacrifice to the dark waters of the behemoths below.
Aye, my lord. You heard the Stygia White Bog. Leave or die. What say you, scum?
Leave we shall then, Master Ukral. Our lives are left upon thy soul to bear. May thee have strength to bear them with on thy conscience.
Did that gypsy just curse me?
Oh, do shut up and close the pier. The Tyrsian queen, my distant cousin and overlord of the Eastern realms, never hath these problems with her subjects. They fear her more than the cold skith of death itself. Maybe I should take her cue and bathe in the blood of the judged. I need to see my brother Reginald.
As I was walking all the lane, I heard talk of his fucking name. And Tain of Tain. Did say, oh, where shall we gang and dine in the day? Oh, where shall we gang and dine the day? Down the side, yon open bite, I walk their light.
Pulling all the key of Sir Reginald de Mondeshire at this dastardly hour. Bleed.
Yes.
Is I Octavia of the Zanny Gypsy. His lord hired me to read his fortune this dark night.
Of course he did. Come with me, Gypsy.
Tell me, dinner sweet. We may mark for dinner sweet. He'll sit on his white blue brain, and I'll go. Many a lock of his golden arrow, with thicker nest when it grows bare, with thicker nest when it grows bare.
Aye, his lordship is a rich one. I have never seen such wealth and grandeur in all my life.
Yes, that I'm sure. Please do not touch anything. They all come in, but... I heard about it. The baron has fallen.
What?
Oh, nothing. That means something, you know.
For his white bones, when they are bare, oh, the winds shall blow forever mare, oh, winds shall blow forever.
Here we are, at the master's boudoir.
Thank you.
Middle, a gypsy comes claiming you have harder to read thy fortune.
Yes.
I suspected. Good evening, Octavia. It was nice knowing thee.
What is he?
Calm all the way into the antechamber of my Keith's Nester bedroom.
My lord, I need to have your concentration, and I might just remove the veil shrouding thy future. Mine is the power of precognition, passed on to me from my mother and her mother before her.
Yes, you would need concentration. Now get on with it. I'm paying you, but not by the hour. It cost me a pretty gold dringer to get you here, gypsy girl. So what do you see, my dark-haired lovely,
My lord?
No, come a bit closer. Let me see into your, this crystal of yours, lass. I am paying for the future, am I not?
Oh, yes. You see, the crystal reveals all. The mists of future's past and present bond and intertwine as...
As what, my fair gypsy? Octavius is thy name, correct? What doth these mists reveal, Octavia?
My lord, you are a bit close. It is difficult to concentrate and open the doors of precognition.
Aha! As I thought. You are as bothered as I, but we are still clothed. Good. Let us dispense with the niceties.
My lord, I did not mean...
Oh, no, no, no.
I...
Do not play thy coy games with me, gypsy wench. I paid for a fortune.
Sir Reginald, let me go.
And I'll have my reward.
Get back.
I think not.
Let me go.
Who will better know thy future than me, gypsy?
No, I warn you.
Oh, what?
No.
Scream my pretty lungs until they are hoarse when...
Let me go.
My servants are loyal to me and me alone.
Sir Reginald, let me go.
While you are not but a common harlot, gypsy.
No.
To be used and tossed away.
I warn you.
Another in a long line of my conquests.
No.
Come now, be done with thy protestations.
Let me go.
You came to my chambers for gold, and my gold has its price.
No. Adelaide, ventre de mamma.
What are you babbling about, wench? Loosen thy bonds before.
Adelaide, ventre de mamma.
Witch! What hast thou done? I cannot move!
The evil eye of Gypsy Lore is upon thee, pig.
What?
You will not torture another, ever
what
again.
What are you doing?
I warned thee.
I am paralyzed, witch!
I have my mother's Gypsy Lore, and the lore of those who came before her.
You will kill with this magic
I am not the first to be lured into your spider's den.
Get back.
But I am the last.
What is it, that charge?
Your death, royal pig.
No.
Tore my dress that my mother made.
Ah.
Pig.
No.
You're lucky I killed you with a mystic potion. If my father had found you, your days of torturing slaves and serfs is now ended forever. Pig. At least I will not leave this carnal den of slime without monetary compensation. Now I must leave quickly before his servants come back.
Old open field along with the raggle-taggle gypsies, oh.
What care I for my goose and a bear when she's turned down so dainty, oh. Tonight I'll sleep in a wild open field.
Get warm by my raggle-taggle gypsy, oh.
Damn that master at arms. Now we race the rising moonfall with little hope of reaching Hammerstooth. It is just too far. The clan of the Lycana awakes. Wife, dost thou hearest the baying of the wolf?
Yes, Relka. I hears them only too well. Tis first moonfall, and a red rise at that. The signs and the stars and the throw bones are not of good omen, husband. Canst we not make it to Raina's tavern? She wouldst take us in.
Tavern of the Grog and Griffin, and Raina's friendship and protection. Be too far for us this darkening night.
Hast Octavia made it?
No, she hath not returned. Hast thee left signs that she might follow?
Aye. Those at the Lodeth had they left in our wake since she left for that aristocrat's castle early this morn. I just not like her going to give a reading to that Reginald de Mundershire. His aura was bad, if not evil. I told her so. But Octavia's hard-headed like thee, husband of mine.
Aye. My daughter can't take care of herself, either with her many concealed weapons or with her Zagani lore. All royals are tainted to some extent or another. Yeah, trust them, I always say. Octavia too strong. She will be fine. I will take care of this Reginald Royale myself. But enough about Octavia now. We must protect ourselves. Be quick, Maria, and bring the children close to us that we may protect them and get thee our blessed weapons. Like Inna, draw near.
Papa, why do we run so?
Ileana, I mean not to scare thee, little one, but we race through this forest for our very lives, my daughter.
But why do you whip the horses so, Papa? Are those the howls of wolves? But why do they hunt us?
We must make haste if we want to see the next sunrise, Anna. And no, not wolves, but the clan of the Lycanids is on our trail, my child. The werewolves hunger tonight. 'Tis the first night of moonfall.
Pray, but have no fear, my daughters. Your papa and I will protect thee. Here are thy blessed weapons, Relic.
That box is pretty, huh?
Aye, that it is, Ileana. But 'tis more than pretty carvings. It tells the tale of the lost souls of the Lycana. It contains the only weapons the Lycana fear. Weapons forged in silver and blessed upon holy ground.
What tale is that, Mama?
Even a man who is pure of heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolf's bane blooms and the moon is shining bright. Here, my husband, the silver sword that Olaf made you. My silver dagger. Ileana, Anna, here are two daggers forged just for thee by Olaf's handsmaw himself. The Lycana get too close, or worse. Use them and hide, my daughters.
Look out!
What?
How does that feel, Lycana?
Damn, the sword is sheathed.
Stay thy course. Hold tight, children. Maria, watch the rear. The horses are out of control.
Let me. Tuleta, Travinia, Carinia, Equinvro.
The horses come. Maria, it's thee.
Yes. The lord of the gypsy calmed them. Children, I.
Mama!
Maria, no! Kill you, werewolf! Children, get behind me! What?
You're all get over the caravan!
From his clients.
goblin fiend!
When he sneaked
the
off
goblin
there with
fiend
beer.
Escaped! Stop him!
There! The goblin drops the
sword! The goblin!
Master dog! Oh, proud!
Stop him!
He sneaked off down the beer!
Like the goblin!
Who walks this collection? Who are you? You that? You! You're a bleeding goblin!
Oh, you're a bright one!
Oh, you that? You!
Make way! Hurry, the goblin coming through! Up and over.
Get the goblin!
Stop him!
Look, I'm the dead and the beastie!
Not dead.
Look, the brother's still alive.
Hey, that goblin bite the living hell out of you, Brown.
You okay? Got me unawares. But we must hurry to catch the beastie.
Yeah, one bob's not going to be pleased about this, Master at Arms.
Well, the dude game here now, is he? Let's get this gate open. Be careful, mate. It's slippery here at the winch. And it's 200 cubits to the dank waters of the Stygia River below. Yeah, put your back into it, boys.
Hey!
Get the beer gates open!
Hey!
The goblin dive escapes into the Dianosha forest! There! Beer gates is open! Get the goblin!
Where is it?
That way. I think I'll beat a hasty retreat in the opposite direction. Damn! I hate man folk. Take a scrap or two of their garbage and they come after you with torches and pitchforks. By the Goblin King's protruding belly. You'd think I was selling brazen human arts on sticks to their mothers. But I leave that to my brothers and cousins. Just don't have the heart for the family business. At least humans are blind at night. But I best make my escape now before one of those blundering idiots stumbles out of my hiding place. Not too far from the Grog and Griffin Tavern. Rain of the Red's always been fair to me at a tavern. A draft of the finest mead would hit the spot about now. What's that? Damn!
Gypsy was slaughtered. They even mauled the children. What could have done this?
Lycana, what are they doing here? Irkbrow!
Aye.
You know what we needs do with these. Dead gypsy. The taint must not spread. Ensure the funeral pyre lights up the night.
Aye, my lord.
I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a keep.
I would buy you a keep.
If I had a
million. Need another one, love.
Tankard, I owe you better than that, Farwind. Jesus.
Unhand me at once. No!
By the gods!
Pig!
Get your drunken arses out of here!
Olaf! What did Oz do? Why'd you crack a tankard on me, Nog?
Come back on the morrow, Corridor, and pay your tab. If Raynor did what you did, pouring the new servant girl, you're lucky I got to you lot before she had a dagger on your privates. Not to mention of Raynor, saw you. Your most precious pair would be hanging from that 12-point stag on the wall of the Grogan Griffin. Instead of your skull cracked with a tankard, you sot. Go home to your wife, Corridor, and take Ular's dim head with you.
Oh, come on, Ular. Olaf done kicked the soup. All in his tavern again.
Again? Well, see you on the morrow, Olaf. Me head.
Get your asses home for your wife's skinnyas. Don't forget your tab on the morrow and an apology on your knees to the servant girl, or I'll do more and crack your damn heads next time.
We have still pay. Oh, me head, me blade, head, why'd you hit me? Olaf's. That means I has to work. Oh, me head. Let's get home before we get shit back by the werewolf.
Oh, get up, Olaf. Those attacks were in the forest. They're in Hammerstooth, you sot.
Olaf!
By the gods!
I see to another payday. And the same gents have filled their gullets with ale and received their ceremonial crack on the skull.
Debralto!
Oh, how things stay the same at the Grog and Griffin.
You'll see, dog. What brings you to my humble tavern?
Your establishment.
Right. Me wife's humble tavern. Don't tell it, Anna.
Buy me a round, old friend, and I will forget my own name.
It's good to see you. How long's it been?
Too long, old friend. Good to see you as well. Where is your wonderful wife? I want to give the Queen of the Pirates a hug and talk of the old days on the Lady Wrath.
Oh, I miss the sea. What are you doing now, Devralto? Last I heard, you was working for the Queen of Tercia.
Oh, that position sort of fizzled out, Olaf. Had to leave rather abruptly. Never get on the bad side of a queen and all that. Tell you all about it? Over that tinker to Vale promised me?
Aye, already you takes advantage. Just like the old days, eh? A tankard it is then, old friend.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a keep.
I would buy you a keep.
Finally, I am starting to heal. That barbarian and his Amazonian war mate are going to pay for that before this is all through. Hold. There. The quarry I seek hath arrived. So, he walks into that Grog and Griffin tavern and thinks himself safe from the Queen's justice. He should know better. The secrets he took. That's why she hired an assassin to handle this little quagmire. That's why I am here. Enjoy thy evening, Devralto, and the next 3 nights of the full moon. I have other pursuits that will delay thy capture or death, but none can evade Bane Renborn. So rest, my queen.
Raina, looky here. Who wandered out of the Black Forest? Devralto!
Oh, bloody hell. It's Devralto. Come here, you old scoundrel.
Raina! Still the beautiful queen of the pirates.
Devralto. Where's that new servant girl? That foul Coro Twitter, she'd probably flag it off.
If I had a million ducats,
we wouldn't have to get our feet all dirty.
We wouldn't have to walk through the filth, that's for
oh,
sure.
Oh, I hate the filth so much.
We could have people throw on cloaks for us.
Cloaks like Sir Walter Riley? Just step on the cloak?
No, Sir Walter Riley!
Oh, just step on Sir Walter Riley's face again and again, mashed in the mud. Lifelong dream.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a bed.
And not a bed of nails, because that's cool. Ooh,
if
ouch.
I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you.
Master Reginald, are you through? Do you need me to bury this one like the last three, my lord? Master Reginald? Master? Boy, the boards! He brought a witch home with him! His face! The evil eye of the gypsy! Help! A gypsy witch killed the master! Help! Help! The master is dead by a witch's hand! Close the gate! She cannot escape!
The master has been killed by a gypsy witch! We must hold the gate!
Gypsy killed the master!
Find the harlot!
Find her bewitching way!
Hold the torches! Hold the dogs! We must find her before the gate is all our heads!
Till he came to a wide open field, and there he espied his lady-o. What makes you leave you house and land? What makes you leave you money-o? What makes you leave you new-wedded lord to follow the raggle-taggle gypsies-o?
A great distance between the castle and myself. But I must hurry. Father will not be pleased that I have brought a royal house down upon thy gypsy band. But he will be proud that I held on to my virtue. I am almost there. There! My father's wagon just ahead. I've made it! What's that smell? Something's burning. No! It cannot be! No! Someone has massacred my family, my friends, all butchered. But how? Why? Mother! Father!
If I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a bed.
And not a bed of nails, cause that's cool.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
I'd buy you a piece of art.
A Michelangelo.
Andy Warhol.
Oh, God.
If I had a million ducats,
if I had a million ducats,
of course you know I'd have to buy you a monkey.
I've been always wanted a monkey.
If I had a million ducats,
I'd buy your love.
If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
Oh, if I had those million ducats.
If I had a million ducats.
And that, Devaltro, is how I found myself wandering, lost, hungry, and alone in the world outside this tavern.
And you have no idea who murdered your family and friends, Octavia. Could that arse of a royal have done it?
'Tis possible, but they would have had to have done it before I went to Sir Reginald's castle. Need another one, love?
Why, yes. I believe I do. Very strange circumstances you find yourself in. How'd you come to work for Reyna?
Oh, you know how I likes things just so, Devralto. I had run off me third servant girl in 3 days. And this gypsy waif shows up at me door. Been working here ever since. What's it been now, Octavia? 6 months now.
Aye, 6 months, Reyna. But I love it here. 'Tis family, now that I have lost mine.
Best damn servant girl we ever had. So what's you and your aristocratic self been up to, Devralto?
Oh, getting into trouble with royalty myself, I must confess.
You're always getting into trouble, Devralto. You hadn't had a decent job since you pirated us with aboard the Lady at Off.
Oh, keep it down about our pirating past, Olaf. Husband or not, we've retired from the glory days and we don't want certain ears knowing where we has gone to.
Yeah, right. Of course, my dear. Devralto, how long you be staying this time?
Hopefully, if it is okay, for a while, or at least until the Queen finds someone else she despises even more than I. And that could be a long while. And by the looks of Octavia, might be a very long while indeed.
Oh, keep your hands off the help, Devralto. She's like the daughter I never had, so watch yourself around her virtue, me boyo.
Never a bad thought will enter my quartet while I'm in her beauteous company, Reyna the Red.
I'll be watching you in any event, friend or no. We are all outcasts in the frontier here in Hammerstooth. The Orlok Nation keeps advancing closer and raiding more, not to mention the trolls and goblins to the east. The damnable wizards have been sticking their noses in matters that do not concern them. And as for the elves, as if they would help a human
nice
settlement.
Lass, and her name
we
is
look
Mary
out
Mac.
For our own.
Make no mistake, she's a miss I'm gonna take. There's a lot of other fellas like to get up on her track, but I'm thinking that they'll have to get up early. Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. And I'm gonna marry Mary to get married and take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rum dum dilly um dilly ah yay.
Is not. That the Uther Binderwine, you salt.
What's that? Over there.
Which way to go? There.
No, over there.
Don't let him escape.
The human leech mob, but I am terminally lost in this damn forest. Not a path made by animal man or mythical beast. Even the birds seem cowed. I know the Grog and Griffin is in this direction, but this damn forest is so dense. Hold it, Murray. Use your goblin head. The animals are scared. There are no paths to speak of. There'll be enchantment here. Where did I put that? No, that's not it. No, not a bronze pelvic enhancer. Humans and their mating rituals are so bizarre. That Sir Reginald de Mundershaft, a twisted one that one is. No, not a chessboard, but if I cleaned it off a bit, might fetch a fair price at the bazaar in Chelsea. There, I knew I had it. A looking glass of enlightenment. One a stolen, I can't remember now, from dear Reginald the Sadist. He was not pleased. His vixen body count piled up after I took this. Mirror, Unbar, Elbar, Requiemar. Ah, I hate mystic items and their damned incantations. Never can pronounce them right. Elbar, Requiemar, Unbar. There, I knew I had it. But now, the origin of the enchantment covering this part of the Danelshire Forest is most clear. That way. Following the mystic glowing path to the wizard and beg for direction. He'll probably want my looking glass. Have to have me dagger at the ready.
Goblin, you desperately dagger back into the sheath.
Damn.
I am a sexton, the Mage of White.
A white mage?
And defender of this part of the Danelshire Forest. Though my disciplines are attuned to the enchantments of healing, I can't turn thee into a troll goblin and buy the zests.
But, okay, you have me, Mage of White. What now?
A bargain, goblin. I need eyes that see beyond the confines of my forest keep.
You want me eyes? But all I did was get lost in your forest, great and wondrous Major White.
A figure of speech only, my good goblin. I need information. The circle of mystics conveys, and I fear that evil have made it to even their crystal keep. Find the out where evil transpires in the wild. Do you accept this offer, Mirai?
Guess I have no choice now, do I? I accept it. And begging thy pardon, it's pronounced Murray, not Murray. But where do I get this information? I was intending on getting a draft of mead from the Grog and Griffin in Hammerstooth before being onswoggled into thy indentured servitude. No offense, my lady.
None taken, Goblin. That will do for the start. Blame of the Red hears much, and Rosie and Moon. Use thy looking glass to commune with me. Find the source of this evil. And do not forget our bargain, Goblin. A blind troll school is not a very lively existence.
Great, now I'm the slave of some just out of adolescence white mage. Murray, you've done it this time. Oh well, on to the Grog and Griffin. Damn, I'm still lost.
To carry me, well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rum dum dilly, I'm dilly, ah, yay. Now Mary and her mither gain an awful lot together. In fact, you never see the one without the other. The fellas often wonder if it's Mary or mither, the both of them together that I'm courting. Mary Mac's father's making Mary Mac marry me, my father's making me marry Mary Mac, and I'm gonna marry Mary to get married to carry me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rum dum dilly, I'm dilly, ah, yay.
Not much coming into the tip mugs this evening, Raina. As enough to drink their fill, but not enough to tip the server.
Just don't be magicking them with your gypsy lore, Octavia, love.
By the gods!
Amazonian.
Reina the Red, Queen of the Pirates. I come here calling upon the favor owed me, my sister at arms. I felt you with my mind, sister. Know that I, Aruya Sword Cleaver, warrior of the Amazonia, come from the field of battle not 10 leagues away. My brother at arms, Garulf the Barbarian, and I killed 60 Orlok this night. They fought us dogs, Garulf.
Shut thee up, bog patrons. You are in the presence of an Amazonian goddess. Show thy respect, or I, Garulf, will split the skulls of every last one of ye. Continue, Aurelia. They'll not bother you now.
Hear me now. You are not like the wrath of Wild Child. Be assured that they will return in numbers ere greater, and soon. And this time, they will have warriors and not these conscripts. But that is not thy only concern. On our passage here, we found traces. the slaughter of humans by a pack of werewolves not a league distant from thy tavern. They come in great numbers, and they must be destroyed.
And 'tis moonful tomorrow night.
Just like the old days, my friend. Just like the old days.
Never a dull moment at the Grog of Griffith, eh, Olaf? A goddess of beauty in golden armor and a gypsy serving girl born of beauty? I think I will stick around the Grog of Griffith, old friend.
Thus ends episode 2 of the saga of the Grog and Griffin. I hope that this tale has transported you away from your everyday reality and brought you a bit of wonder, magic, and mayhem to your life for the past 48 minutes or so.
Kind friends and companions, join me in rhyme. Come and lift up your voices and chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry.
Thank you for taking the time to step into my world of fantasy audio drama. My name, once again, is Bill Holwig, and I am the writer, producer, and one of the voice actors you've been listening to. There's so much more to tell, so please come back in 1 month's time for episode 3, entitled Of White and Dark Might. The actors in tonight's production were Mark Brzee of Darker Projects as Sir Reginald de Mundeshir, Fiona Khan as Asetigan, the Mage of White, Pamela Dane as Octavia and Maria, John Dane as Devralto, Gina Holwig as Arulia Swordcleaver, the Amazonian Warrioress, Natasha Lathrop as Reina the Red, Queen of the Pirates, and starring as the bar patrons, Anne Lizick and James Freeman. Mark Kalita as the Lycana Changeling, Bane Renborn. Paul Mannering as Olaf Houndsmaw and Relga. Rob Northrup as the Goblin Murray. Josh Royston as the Duke of Weidenbog and Sir Reginald's servant. And me, Bill Holwig, as Geralt the Barbarian, servants, villagers, Irkbrow, Cordo, Ular, and the werewolves. Also starring in tonight's tale are my granddaughters, Draven Schoberg and Kyra Greenfield. Some of the scariest screams I've ever heard recorded were done by my 5 and 6-year-old actresses, so be on the lookout for more from them. Good job, kiddos. Once again, I send out my warmest thanks to all these talented people who have shared in this dream of mine. The actors in this episode are incredible. I can't say enough about the talent that's been kind enough to join this merry band of marauders. Now to the music. Once again, this tale is rife with songs and scores culled from all over the world. The music for tonight's tale was provided by Peter Wicks of Westlake Films. Check out his symphonic masterpieces at the Westlake Films website. I would like to welcome my friend Thomas of Oakman's Dreamland and his incredible symphonic music to the Grog. Check out his music at Oakman's Dreamland on SoundClick.com. Next, I would like to thank the Renaissance Fair Celtic bands that have graciously allowed me to use their incredible music in this production. The Ren Fair bands in tonight's tale are as follows. Once again, the Brobdingnagian Bards. Check out the Bard at www.thebards.net. Become a Nagian. Next, my amigos from Houston, Cantiga. Check out Cantiga at cantigamusic.com. And last, but most assuredly not least, my friends Howlow. Check out Howlow at howlow.com. You guys all rock. Links are provided in the show notes for these incredible musicians. I'm forever indebted to all these wonderful musicians for their art. If you're listening and are a composer or have a Ren Fair band and would like to have your music added to the Grog, please contact me. I'm always looking for new music to enhance the story. Thank you out there in Cyberland for listening. Again, I thank all that assisted me in this production, especially to my wife for her love and understanding, and a special thanks to Gareth and Andrew for allowing this production to have a home at Westlake Films, and to you for listening. Also thanks to my wife Gina, Fiona Khan, Paul Mannering, Matt, and Gareth for acting as my executive ears on the sound quality. Please feel free to contact me and let me know what you think. My email address is billholwig@gmail.com. Well, until the blood starts to fly off the broadswords and the spells again weave the mystic ox, I wish you all a good evening until next month when the magic and mayhem begin anew.
One glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For
we may and may never meet here again.
Only at Westlake Films, where fantasy audio is forged.